Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And Jason Derulo, of course, headlining Philadelphia's virtual Wawa Welcome America concert this year. Very cool. Good morning. And welcome to the first work week of summer. Bill and I were just talking about how we had, you know, the longest day of the year over the weekend with the summer solstice and all that. And all those fun things that we did as kids, usually with, you know, the other neighborhood kids, during those super long summer days and nights. I remember playing a game. I think it was called something like Ollie Ollie In Free. It was kind of like a hide-and-seek game, and we'd play in everyone's backyards. I also remember not standing for some reason, but sitting on skateboards and just riding them down the long street that we lived on. It was this huge hill. No helmets back then, of course.
of course, you know.
And you get scratched up everywhere, and you'd be covered in band-aids and scabs all summer.
Yeah.
That was like the most fun thing.
And see, for me too, I mean, I remember as a kid just hanging out with my neighborhood buddies right up until we were allowed to. Your whole world, our whole world, was this like 4-block radius, you know? And it sounds really corny, but you just didn't want the days and nights to end.
No,
you really didn't.
You're right.
Now it's like, I can't wait for it to end. 8:30, I'm like, I want to go to bed.
I wish that sun would set itself.
Right? I'm like, why is it still bright out? This is confusing me. But anyway, as a kid, we have so many fond memories. Give us a call. What did you love to do as a kid during these long summer days and nights? Let's reminisce. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, since we just had the longest day of the year over the weekend, it just got Bill and I thinking back to, you know, when we were kids and all the fun stuff you did on those very long summer days and nights. Like, I remember hide-and-seek games with the neighborhood kids. Skateboarding was a big thing.
I remember just, like, riding my bike around the neighborhood, hanging out with my buddies until all hours, until mom and dad called us in. Now, Mike's favorite memory was going down the shore. Now, which town would you go to?
Wildwood, many times, but I'd still say Atlantic City was a favorite, too.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to go to a restaurant called Captain Starnes, a seafood restaurant that also offered boat rides into the waterways.
That'd be fun.
You could feed the fish and kind of greet them if they leaped out of the water, which they sometimes did. Yeah, lots of fun back in those days. And the pier, of course, the pier and the rides, everything.
Nothing beats the shore as a kid.
Oh, no, it doesn't. What was your favorite thing to do as a kid on those long summer nights? We want to hear about it. Give us a call, 888-333-B101, 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, think back to when you were a kid during those long summer days and nights, okay? What was your favorite thing to do? I remember we played Ollie Ollie In Free. It's like a hide-and-seek game, I guess, with all the neighborhood kids. Skateboards, that was a big thing. We'd actually sit on them and ride them down hills.
I mean, just hanging out with your neighborhood friends all day and all night until you got called in by mom or dad. I mean, those were the best. What did you love to do, Kim?
I mean, in the summer, chasing the fireflies, and it was really a neighborhood, so all the parents would, like, go out the doors and scream to get the kids in, but we literally were out as soon as the sun was up. Every parent was a parent to the other child, and just playing on the sidewalk with the chalk, and it was the best. I miss that, because it's a much busier schedule nowadays with the kids, and I have a 17-year-old. He doesn't quite have that, but music, when I'm listening to you guys, it takes me to those moments when we had barbecues and dancing to all these great songs playing on B101, because it just takes me back to when I was eight.
Well, Kim, we love to hear that. And Kim, isn't it amazing how much energy we had when we were kids? We could stay up all night playing during the summertime.
Yeah.
Now we're out by 9 o'clock.
I just want to harness some of that energy.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I'm so glad you took us down memory lane with that, and the fireflies too. That was a great point. I remember that too.
Yeah, remember that? It was awesome.
Yes, it was. So what was your favorite thing to do as a kid on those long summer days and nights? Give us a call, 888-333-B101, 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, since we literally just had the longest day of the year this past weekend, it got us to, you know, thinking back when we were kids and all the cool, fun stuff we did on these long summer days and nights.
Yeah, go ahead, Dolores. What do you remember doing most?
I remember as a kid sitting on my aunt's step. My aunt had six children. They lived downstairs, and it was my sister, myself, and my mom. We lived upstairs. Mm-hmm. It was an apartment, and we sat on the step, and we just made up games. So we'd put, like, a penny or a rock or just anything in your hand, and then you'd have to put it behind your back. You bring it out, you pull out your left hand, right hand, and they would have to figure out which hand it is in. And then they pick, and you go, you know, like that. And of course, you go sit down, and then the person has to take the rock or the penny, and then it's their turn.
Right. This could go on for hours.
For hours. Fun, fun, fun. And we couldn't go so far. I heard Bill say something about a 4-block radius.
Yeah.
We only could go maybe to the corner and back.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But we had fun. Hopscotch, hula hoop, fun stuff.
There you go.
Just being a kid.
Being a kid. Being a kid. Fun.
Good times. Oh, thank you for taking us back down memory lane with that.
Oh, you guys are welcome. I love to listen. Well, I turn it. That's the first thing I do. Turn the light on in the kitchen, then the radio.
Well, thank you so much, Dolores. And can you guess how much money I have in my wallet right now?
Right now, maybe $5.
Zero.
He's got that one penny. He's got the rock.
I got the rock, Dolores.
Oh, you have the rock. No money.
That's right. I never have any cash.
You have to do better.
I know.
Take care, Dolores.
You guys have a great day. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dolores. So, yeah, what do you remember as a kid during these long summer days and nights? What do you remember the most? Give us a call, 888-333-B101, 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Yeah, you know, you gotta love these long summer days and nights. In fact, we're literally coming off the longest day of the year this weekend.
Yeah.
So, Jen and myself, we're just thinking back to, like, a simpler time in our lives, like when we were kids and what we loved to do during this time.
And how we would do it all day until Mom rang the cowbell.
That's right.
Dinner time.
That's right.
Yeah, just a little walk down memory lane. So, go ahead, Dolores. What did you love about summer as a kid?
I used to love to go out at night and play with my friends on the street in the summertime when it was real hot. And then I used to run back in the house and drink my mom's delicious homemade iced tea. Her homemade iced tea was awesome. Awesome.
Now, can you make it to this day? Do you know how?
I'm not really sure. I think she had a secret recipe.
Okay.
They always do.
Was it sweetened, Dolores?
Yes, it was sweetened. She sweetened it with sugar.
Aw, and where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Southwest Philadelphia.
Wonderful memories. Thank you for sharing.
Yes, and I'll never forget them.
I know.
Try to make Mom's iced tea today, Dolores, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, Jen and Bill, and please stay safe.
You too. We're Philly's B101.1.